I've always questioned what females who express they've been sexually abused were doing around the abuser to be abused. Perhaps after living for a while in the Middle East and getting exposed to their laws made me blame the abused woman too. I've never accepted the abuser was wrong in taking advantage of their vulnerability regardless of age. But it occurred to me while watching a Netflix documentary about R. Kelly and the sexual abuse stories from the victims that I needed more healing because I myself could still be experiencing lingering trauma from sexual abuse. The cycle can blind any of the abused to blaming themselves and not the abuser. So I Googled and I found that one of the ways to heal from sexual abuse at a young age, even in adulthood, was to share my story. On this new series of Mental Health and the Messiah on We Still Genesis podcast, I want to shed light in the dark places of the lives of Black women, African women, girls, females who live through the silence because in our worlds, the magnitude of the brokenness is normalized due to a culture of remaining silent to show respect, even through pain and trauma. Due to a mindset where speaking up against an abusive but trusted family member or an adult is embarrassing and shameful in many families. Where the sick, dark, sexually abusive side of some celebrity or political figure is compartmentalized and never spoken about because of their status in society. But we must emphasize the scar of abuse, especially of sexual nature, at a young age can lead victims to anxiety, depression, and sadly suicide, many years after which we all know can be devastating. For me, it made me struggle with trust in myself as a woman and extreme anxiety of becoming a mother to living my fear of potential offsprings being sexually abused says the limiting cycle of my thoughts. But there's a way, a better way to break the cycle. So join me shed more light in these dark places on the We Still Genesis podcast.